Lecture topic, emulating the pious.
Allah Ta'ala commanded him to go and give Fir'aun Dawud. Allah gave him a mu'jizah and a miracle as well. And he came and he threw down the staff that he had, the stick, it turned into a serpent. So Fir'aun saw this and he said, this is magic. So he gathered all the magicians to come and oppose Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The magicians came with this objective. They came to oppose a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. But then the incident, which is in the Quran Sharif as well, that as soon as they threw down all their strings and tried to mesmerize people, made it look like it was snakes, Musa alayhi salam threw down the staff, became a huge serpent, and it swallowed up all these things. So they realized, what we have is all just trying to deceive people. This is not that deception. This is something beyond what we can even imagine. This is a miracle. So they understood this, they immediately recognized it, and they accepted Iman. So in the tafsir it is mentioned that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah Ta'ala that they came in opposition to me and they were blessed with Iman. So the response Allah Ta'ala gave was that they came nevertheless dressed like you. They came to oppose Musa alayhi salam. They adopted his appearance and dress more as a kind of maybe mockery or whatever they did it, whatever their purpose was. But it wasn't, they were not even Muslim yet. So there wasn't any positive reason that they had done this for. But outwardly they resembled the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So this outward resemblance that they adopted became the means of their hidayat. The Shaykh al-Hadith Ma'am Zakaria Sahib rahmatullah alayhi quotes, mentions one incident of his. Says once he came from a journey somewhere and he was very thirsty on the train. He jumped out of the train. It was a very hot day. So now the first thing he wanted to do was drink something. So right away he jumped out, just on the platform, there was one stall. And that stall was owned by a Sikh. Now this was not a Muslim. And he was selling, well, what looked like all different colors of like juice in clear bottles. So he came and he said, please, I want to buy one bottle of this juice, sarbat, he said. So this person, the Sikh, he said, he looked at him from head to toe, two times, very, very sternly looking at him. And then he told him in a very stern manner, get away from here, there's no juice for you. Sharbat, no sharbat for you. He said, I became upset, I want to buy from him. I'm not telling him to give me for free. And he blankly refused. He looked at me from head to toe two, three times. And then he shunned me off. But in any case, I kept quiet. And I just moved off from there. So then he came out of the station. Somebody had come to fetch him. So he jumped into the car with the person. When he jumped in the car, he was still very thirsty. So he's telling him that I wanted to buy this one bottle of this juice from the person there, the Sikh. But this person seems to be a very staunch Sikh. He refused to even sell me one bottle. So the person who had come to fetch Hazrat, he was aware of this whole scene and this particular stall that he's talking about. Hazrat, that's not any juice. That's a Sikh. What he's selling is homemade alcoholic, some mixtures in all different colors. It's looking like juice, but that's all alcohol. And therefore, he looked at you and he realized this person is making a mistake. He's not realizing what this is. So he refused to sell it to you on that basis. Hazrat said, Inna lillah, what Allah Ta'ala saved me, had I taken one drop of that, what a disaster that would have been. But then he so often quote this incident and mention this incident to the students and others. And in his tawazu he used to say that I merely had the appearance of the muttaqeen. I merely had the appearance of people of taqwa, people who are Allah wala. That appearance saved me. Otherwise, it would have been a disaster that I would not have realized what I'm consuming. So merely the outward appearance became such a big safeguard. So he used to mention this incident and highlight that, look, come what may, don't ever adopt the appearance of fusaq, of sinners, their kind of style of dressing, their manner of conducting themselves. Always adopt the manner and the appearance and the way of the pious people. just that outward emulation also is a very big safety. That too will save a person from numerous things. No person who's got a little bit of shame also, small bit of shame, he'll wear his topi, his kurta, and walk into a place of haram. He'll walk into a casino, he'll walk into some other place of sin and vice. If he's got a little bit of shame, he's got no shame at all, he's completely shameless, that's a different matter. But he's got a little bit of shame also, that too, it won't, if he by chance was passing somewhere, got tempted, but now he is conscious of what he's wearing, he won't be able to go in such a place. So that itself highlights that what a great protection this is. And obviously, anything that is linked, any sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has tremendous benefit in it also, and tremendous protection also. It's up to us having the yaqeen, the conviction, not because we learned about some scientific benefit somewhere, that this is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we adopt it wholeheartedly. And in that is our protection and our benefit as well.